Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. The Tigers are on the road at the SEC Championship starting Thursday in Gainesville, Florida. Joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Coach, on the road in Gainesville. I guess this is your third time to compete outdoors in Gainesville this year.
Yeah, certainly we hope the third time is a charm. We've had some relative success there as a team. A lot of kids really put up some quality marks and see personal best performances our last trip over to Gainesville. And, of course, we're going to have to step it up a bit with going into conference championship week. But at the same time, you know, we've got some kids who we think could compete at a high level and help us get out of there with some successful results and push us in the upper half of the team race.
What are some keys for you, Coach? Let's start with the women first.
Well, with the women, we got to get off to a good start on day one of the heptathlon with Paula Gravogel and Elise Heddens. They'll be kicking it off bright and early, well, not necessarily bright and early, 11:30 on Thursday. They scored I think they both scored in the top eight at conference indoors in the pentathlon, and we're looking forward to starting off the meet with some points on Thursday in that event. Then, of course, it's always important for us to get a few points in the field with our throws with Marley Rakowasi and as well as qualify quite a few people through to the final. But we're really looking to get our women's team to about the 50 point range or so, 40 to 50 points, and that should put us in the upper half of the conference. Same thing with the men. You know, the decathlon is really important for us. First event, qualify a few guys through in the 200 and the 800 on Thursday night. More qualifying on Friday, and then come in with the heavy hitters as far as the relay is concerned, and the sprinters on Saturday.
All right. What has to go well for the Tigers, Coach? And I know health has got to be a part of it, because that in years past has been a little bit of a problem, especially when you get down to the championship part of the season.
Well, certainly you want to go with all guns blazing. But we're relatively healthy now. We struggled a little bit during the indoor season, and we slowly gotten the majority of our athletes back. I think really the only one I'm a little concerned about is Dario Matau. He's a leg on our relay, but we got enough depth there that we can probably overcome that. But we're in a pretty good spot. This team has made some slow and steady improvements. The problem is that the league has made some significant improvements as well. So you can get better and still not look good as far as the score is concerned. But I think that the men's team is certainly in a much better place than we were our first campaign here. We're currently ranked in the top 10 in the Coaches Association poll. And that should put us in pretty good standing as far as the conference is concerned.
Coach, highlight a couple of the races or events on the men's side that you feel are keys to the Tigers.
Well, you know, in the SEC, a lot of them are NCAA previews. So, one thing that I think is going to be really telling as far as where we will, we'll be able to finish as far as the national meet is concerned, are quite honestly the men's sprints. We have two athletes that are ranked in the top three or top four in the country in Favor Ash and in Maka Chirumba. They both could be factors at the national meet, as well as our men's 4x1. You know, we'll be talking about that a lot. Still ranked number two in the country. Need to fight for a conference championship and build some confidence going into the NCAA championships.
Just talk about that facility, Coach. What kind of facility does Florida have for an event like this?
Well, they've got a really, really solid facility, really great track. I mean, the I don't know, there's something about the way that track is situated. I mean, it catches great winds, so you never really have much of a problem with wind-aided marks. I'm sure there'll be a great crowd. Every SEC meet I've attended has had ample support. And then coming off of Florida, coming off of SEC success and NCAA success. They'll have a great crowd. So the facility is going to be great. The competition is going to be great. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing a great crowd there. It's going to be a really amazing competition, and I believe an NCAA preview for us.
Thank you for the visit, Coach. Wish you all the best this week. Safe travels. War Eagle.
Great. Thank you, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on This Week in Auburn Track and Field.